From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama will arrive Friday in Nairobi, Kenya, where he will attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit as he highlights growth in American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa. Kenya is the homeland of Mr. Obama's late father, and this is his first Kenyan trip as U.S. president, making his visit a highly anticipated one. Mr. Obama's visit comes late in his presidency, likely delayed as President Uhuru Kenyatta faced charges of crimes against humanity. The International Criminal Court has since dropped the case, saying there was a lack of evidence. The two presidents plan to meet during Mr. Obama's visit to Kenya. Turkey says it has carried out airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria in a significant escalation of its involvement in the battle against the extremist group. Three F-16s took off from southeast Turkey early Friday and struck targets across the Turkish border province of Kilis, according to the prime minister's office. Statement said the jets dropped four guided missiles on a pair of Islamic State headquarters and a meeting point before returning safely to their base. U.S. Senate held its first hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement. Senate Foreign Relations Chairman Bob Corker took issue with the deal.
But what I think you've actually done in these negotiations is codify a perfectly aligned pathway for Iran to get a nuclear weapon just by abiding by this agreement.
He was speaking to Secretary of State John Kerry, who countered, saying that whether the rest of the world likes it or not, Iran has already developed a sophisticated nuclear program. Congress has yet to accept or reject the accord by mid-September. This is VOA News. Just days before the United States is to release its annual global report on human trafficking, Thai authorities announced 72 trafficking suspects already in custody are to be indicted on related charges, while warrants have been issued for the arrests of 45 additional people. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from Bangkok.
Thailand is calling it the kingdom's largest ever crackdown on human trafficking. Since May, 15 officials have been implicated, including an Army lieutenant general. The executive director of Fortify Rights, Matthew Smith, says the announcement is welcomed.
What we've seen in the past is a number of people getting charged with abuses related to trafficking and then never getting convicted. And so I think there will be a fair amount of attention on the proceedings in Thailand with an eye towards whether or not convictions take place.
Thailand's move against the smuggling networks came after more than two dozen bodies were discovered in jungle graves near sites of suspected people smuggling camps along the Thai-Malaysian border. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Police in the U.S. state of Louisiana have identified the gunman who opened fire Thursday evening in a movie theater, killing two people and wounding seven others before killing himself. Officials in the town of Lafayette say they are seeking more information about the suspect, 59-year-old John Russell Hauser. Lafayette Police Chief Jim Kraft described him as a kind of a drifter. Tanya Clark was in the movie theater.
Like a whole group of people, teenagers mainly, running out, telling everybody to run for their life. And I was teenagers just playing like a little prank, you know. And then I see a whole nother bigger group coming out, screaming the same thing. And my reaction was, and then we saw a lady with blood all over her leg. I just grabbed my child, and we just all ran.
About 100 people were in the theater watching the film Trainwreck when the gunmen began shooting. The U.S. military says an airstrike earlier this month in southeastern Afghanistan killed a high-ranking al-Qaeda operational commander. A statement Friday, the Pentagon said Abu Khalil al-Sudani was killed in a July 11th attack in Paktia province, which borders Pakistan. Statement described al-Sudani as the head of the Sunni militant group Suicide and Explosive Operations. A report in the New York Times newspaper says two federal inspectors general have asked the Justice Department to open a criminal investigation into whether Hillary Clinton mishandled sensitive government information on a private email account she used when she was the U.S. Secretary of State. She has maintained there was no classified information in the account. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.